about 140, and I'm working with her on her meals. And the challenge is that the things that I'm suggesting, she'll say, oh, well, that doesn't taste good. And, you know, I work with all kinds of things, you know, with seasonings and spices and things of that nature. But the reality is that the taste that she's looking for is not something that we can duplicate, you know, because what she, when she says it doesn't taste good, what she's actually saying is, I'm accustomed to the salt, sugar, fat, right? And that's like crack cocaine. You know, you're not going to get the same crack cocaine high no matter what I do with the natural foods. So how do you work with that particular issue?
Well, that question and the one too about I don't have money for kind of all ties in to the same thing, in my opinion. I'm just sharing what I do when I work with people who have similar questions. It's to identify what is it that they're looking for. And like you said, so, you know, asking her, what kind of tastes are you looking for? Mm-hmm. And then say, okay, this can get close, or, you know, but again, what is it? What kind of an outcome are you looking for? Where do you want to be?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then you kind of take, well, this is where I want to be. This is my intention. But really, that's point B, right? You want to go to point A. And point A is, what is the cost of your inaction towards this? If you're doing this and you're not reaching this goal, you know, we got a gap. How mm-hmm. can we close that gap? And then the choice is theirs.
If you could choose just two supplements, what would be the two most important supplements in your view for blood sugar management?
For me, for sure, chromium.
Mm-hmm.
And probably a berberine. I know she uses her top three are DHA and magnesium.
Yeah, I was doing magnesium.
So those would, you know, those are the top three. But I like to utilize the berberines as well. And, you know, and so again, you lay those out and you discuss why they feel they don't have the money for that. Because I'm not going to tell somebody, of course you have the money for that. Sometimes they say, of course you don't have the money for that. But let's look at ways that we can help you with that.
Okay.
So, you know, and this is something that I've been learning, and I'm so grateful that I've had the experience of the immersion with this program and Dr. Reed Marie, is that I'm responsible for a certain part of it, of giving them good information and education and that and holding space for them. But then there comes that point where it's like, okay, you know, it's like being a parent. You can teach your children and bring them to a certain point, but at some point in time, you have to let it go and they have to be responsible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I have a group and they're all working on different things. And this one person, she keeps wanting to discuss nutrition. And, you know, we've done that like forever. And so I had to make an executive decision. I said, you know, now we're going to move on to sleep, because the reality is I've already told you what to eat. I've told you how to do it. And either you're going to do it or you're not. And,
right.
You know, you have your resources, because all of my clients, they have Embody 360 with 50 million different recipes and things. So I said, you know, at this point, there's no point wasting more time on this, because you know it. It's just you're not doing it. And there's...
Right. And this is where we're called, and this is good for us to be grounded and strong within ourselves. And you are really good at that. You are really good at embodying, I'm in charge. And I appreciate what you're sharing, and you have that need. And we've discussed it here, and you've got these resources, and now we're moving on. And you'll see how what you've already learned in nutrition will affect what we're going to talk about in sleep. But it, and because again, they're like little kids, you know, push that envelope, push that button. And so it just calls for us to be centered in knowing, all of these modules called for us to be centered in knowing that we know. We know what we know, and we're here to share it. You know, and we keep learning. We just keep learning.
So now with this, I was integrating the sleep module now, and my biggest challenge, especially with the blood glucose management, is that most people don't realize that they're sleep deprived.
Right.
Because they've constant, you know, so they're like, oh, I can live off of 4 hours of sleep. And I'm just like, oh my God.
Yeah. You can live. You can.
And they're like, I feel fine, you know? And right. I'm like, but look at your blood pressure. Look at your blood glucose. You are not fine.
Because they have to create a new normal, right? Because I had a conversation with somebody just, I think it was Tuesday, who has a Fitbit. She's going to get an Oura ring now because we went over why the Fitbit might not be the best source. But her Fitbit said that, you know, even though her body lays down like at 11, whatever, she's not sleeping till 4.
Wow.
She might get 3 or 4 hours of sleep. And she says, I wake up and I feel fine.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, so what are your blood sugar levels? Well, they weren't a little too fine. But, you know, so it's defining, well, what does fine mean? How do you really feel like you're functioning at the level that you do? How is your thought process? Do you really feel like, you know, we're so in a place of distraction and not being present to really be aware of how are we feeling.
Yeah. And that's the big challenge, to get them to make that connection between something that seems abstract like sleep and the blood glucose numbers and the blood pressure numbers. You know, they can make, you know, so they think, oh, it's about the food and everything like that. And I was like, yes, and why don't we tackle something that's much easier to deal with, which is sleep. But in terms of creating that new norm, they don't want to create that new norm because they don't see anything wrong with the old norm.
Yes. Yeah.
With regards to sleep. And I'm not sure how to make that connection better for them in terms of realizing, oh, you know what? I just thought about that. If I can get them to just do maybe that sleep staycation, that sleepcation thing.
Yeah.
And to check their blood glucose.
There you go.
Because I have to figure out a way to make them see the connection, because they don't believe me when I say that sleep can affect your blood glucose.
They don't want to believe you. You know, that's like they don't want to believe that the food you're showing them how to make tastes good. Because like you said, they have taste buds. I don't know if you've ever done this. It sometimes helps with certain people. I have them get a tongue scraper, you know, because you're going to take that taste off their tongue, and it starts exposing their taste buds to real food.
Okay.
So, what we're doing is more than just balancing their blood sugar. We're balancing their perception and perspective on life.
Yeah.
Right? And we're just giving them that opportunity to do that. Yeah. Yes, I do use the willing and ready form in my the history module.
Well, they say they're willing and ready, but then when you actually start doing stuff, that's when you get the pushback.
Exactly.
And, you know, and then you get the intelligent ones that have all of the logic to say, I can live on 4 hours of sleep. I've been doing it for the past 40 years, and right. there's nothing wrong with me.
So because these people are cut off from their body because they're living up here, right? This is an exercise that I have done that not just with blood sugar, but other health issues. I have them like touch their body, like feel their body. They start at their foot. I have them take off their shoes and like touch their toes, feel their toes, just go and then go into their ankle and up their, just feel their body. So many people don't know what their body feels like. And especially if there are those that just logically, it's safe up here. Chances are the reason they have blood sugar issues is because they're lacking sweetness and there's some type of trauma or emotional thing going on. And you're really good with that. So getting them into their body, you know, that's so important, especially with blood sugar. Because how can you tell if you have neuropathy if you're not feeling it?
Is Dr. Rita Marie going to go more into cardiovascular issues at Shine? Because a lot of people are dealing with hypertension.
Metabolic syndrome will definitely do that because metabolic syndrome has to do not just with blood sugar, but hypertension and high blood pressure as well as cholesterol. So I have no doubt, you know, if she doesn't, I will, because I have blood sugar. I have metabolic syndrome in my family and it's one that I'm continually on guard about, but I have no doubt she'll do a phenomenal job on that. So, yeah, definitely. And I see the same thing as well. So those are excellent, excellent questions. I really appreciate that. And so before we go into taking care of, you know, going through the program itself, because this is what we call an implementation call, right? So this isn't me or Dr. Rita Marie or anybody else teaching you what's in the program. You've already got that. This is just what you're doing. How do we take that information and utilize it with our clients? How do we bring it to the world that we have this? I don't see her on here. Maybe I just, there she is. Our own Annette Falconet is taking a diabetes education training and has actually done some speaking on that recently, if I remember hearing you correctly. And that's what people are used to, right?
After going to that conference, I've changed my mind on wanting to be a certified diabetes educator because it was just so negative in that room and all those rooms. They don't want to know about good eating. They don't want to know about supplements. So I'm still going to take the classes. I'm still going to get the designation just as the diabetes educator, but I'm no longer going for the certification. It was scary. So.
Yeah, it is scary. I know some people that.
I do the training too as a diabetes educator. And you're right, it is scary. It goes totally contrary to everything that we know from working with our clients and working with Dr. Rita Marie. And the one line, great lining to the cloud is to not focus on those crazy people, but to get the certification. Well, I'm serious. I got the certification because that opened doors for me to be able to get to groups that I wanted to get to.
Well, and that's what I thought, but I realized I don't need it to get to the groups I really want to get to. You know, I sat there and I told those people, my kid has, granted it was a home test, but my kid has an A1C. My type 1 has an A1C of 4.8. And they're like, no, that's not possible. And I'm like, yeah, it is. She eats low carbs. Well, that's not healthy. So, you know, it's just the proof was right there because Samantha was with me. She was attending the conference. It's like, go look at her. And even with the proof right there in front of them, they were just, I'm like, oh, I can't deal with you people. So I'll take their classes. I'll gather their information, but I'm not, it's like, you're not, and they're all complaining that the exam now is set up to fail people. I mean, like people that have passed it over and over are like, I can't pass it now. I missed it by 5 questions. I missed it by 1. And that's a guy that teaches. So they've really structured the class to exclude people. So it's like, I don't want to play y'all's politics. I live it. I live with the type 1. I know what I see. Y'all just keep living in your eat and cover world.
Eat and cover. Right.
I just did it so that I could get to the Medicare clients because through that pathway, I'm able to go into the senior centers and deal with the Medicare clients that wouldn't be able to afford anything, you know, and it gets paid for through those channels. But it's such a tremendous area of need. And like you said, we see the proof. I mean, you know my story with my daughter, how they took her from me. And now it's going on a year and a half. She's still 180 something pounds. Her A1C is through the roof. And she's on 10 different medications. And, you know, I don't know. But we're the bad guys. Because if you said anything about the A1C being 4.8, like you said, they'll say, oh, you're starving your child. You're not feeding your child properly. And I just don't understand how that occurs. But we just have to keep on.
They're so steep in that dogma, so deep in it that you have to have grains on every plate at every meal. I mean, I had Adam Brown was speaking there. And he used to do it old school eat and cover, and then he went all low carb and exercising. He's got a book out there, and it's a great book. It's like a nice guidebook. And they ripped him apart at the question because I told Samantha, I'm like, get up there, get to that microphone, and say that you too are low carb and you're doing great. But they just, I mean, they attacked this poor guy. Because he didn't eat the way they ate. And they just can't hear it. It doesn't go in.
So well, you know, there's got to be, they're coming from a place of fear. Because if you're Samantha or Adam are right, that must mean to them that they're wrong.
You're wrong.
Well, go ahead.
I was just going to say, that might mean they'd have to change their way of thinking and doing. And that.
I was in a focus group. So there was like 10 of us in the room. The other health coach and I, and then the 8 CDEs. And one of the CDEs she probably was borderline morbidly obese. She could barely walk. And they said, the people that were sponsoring the focus group, they're like, okay, so like, how would you all feel about asking your people to try eating some healthier foods? And the other health coach and I are like, yeah, we would. And they went around the table and they got to this one CDE and they said, would you ask your people to eat some healthy food? And she goes, no. She goes, I don't want my people to have to give up anything they like and eat anything they don't want. I would rather ask them to like cut back on their portion sizes of what they're eating. But no, I don't ever want my people to change what they eat. And I'm thinking, because you don't want to change.
And that, I have one better. At my training, guess what they had for us every morning? Coffee and donuts.
Yeah.
At a diabetes education training. I was like, am I in the right place?
Oh, yes. They had the back of the room set up and they're like, they gave us free money to use in the cafe area. And you could go back there and have healthier options. And one of those was a loaded baked potato. I'm like, oh my God. So yeah, it's all the bad food. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that shows us we have work to do.
Yep.
To those who will listen.
Yep.
Yeah.
So with the content implementation, Lynn,
right.
What do you start with? Because it's a lot, and there are 50 million different places you could start.
Yep, exactly. And I just wanted to add also that just in the last couple of weeks, I've talked to two different people that are in the Sweet Spot program, and they were really confused because their A1Cs, like you said, were going down, and they were keeping control of their glucose with their, you know, checking or whatever. And they go to their doctor, and their doctor says, no, you have to eat, I think it was like 75 grams of carbs a day, and your blood sugar needs to go up to at least 120, or, you know, this wide range. Like, it was unhealthy for it to not go up. And I was confused. I'm like, am I just learning a different body? I mean, are we not? It was just really, and I read the studies and I pass the studies along to people. And so, yeah, this shows us we have work to do, which is why it's important to understand the materials you have, both in terms of content as well as marketing type things. So you know what to share with people. And I also understand that it also depends upon where you live. Where do you live, Michelle?
Florida.
That's what I thought, which is like a dangerous state for you to live in. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Iowa is not really much better. But they just, apparently they're too busy with other things to go after people like me. But there have been, in the last year or two, at least one person I know that was sued because she offered meal plans. And, she's a health coach. She was an IIN grad. Yeah, if you Google Florida and health coach lawsuit, it will come up. Huh. And she sued the Dietetics Association, saying, I got free speech. I can say what I want. And the judge said, nope. And so learning, and I hate this term, scope of practice. I hate when I see credentialing boards with their legal teams saying they'll teach what your scope of practice is. That's like the equivalent of a gag order. And and that just goes back to what Annette was saying. And this is just me. And I could get probably hurt with this, but I think they're teaching bad medicine. And they, you know, by their fruits, you will know what they're doing. And when you have, like you said, a morbidly obese woman walking around, why would I listen to that person? You know? And so anyway, with that being said, I'm going to go back to...
So where do you start with your implementation when you work with clients?
Here, I'm going to share my screen first, just so we can go over this piece here, both for those who listen to the recording as everybody who's here. So for you, making sure that you have gone through your modules. Now, this is basically the IRSPT module. So it is a certification module. And how this is a little different, to make sure you get credit for it and everything, is you need to do the pretest as well as the exam. That automatically will... you'll get one of these little apples with a check mark in it. There are no check marks for anything else. Okay. So that's important to understand, that when you go, if you're trying to finish up to get your certification, you want to make sure that all of the applicable modules within this IRSPT course have both of these little check marks. And then you've got your content, and your content in terms of the audios, videos, slides, and transcripts, which are all downloadable just like everything else. You've got your advanced topics and next steps. Now I'm going to put a little plug in here for next steps, because to me, this is where the real implementation happens. And this, again, applies to all modules within NEPT. So this one says, take notes as you watch the video. Make a list for yourself of the steps involved in supporting clients with insulin resistance. So you can take that list of steps and you can create a blog post. You can create a free opt-in that you give to people saying, hey, do you want to avoid insulin resistance? Here are some steps you can do. Just little bullet points. You can do a webinar based on this. Okay? So as you go through each of the modules, and again, on the right side under your dashboard, if you click on that little olive green arrow and it goes down, then you'll see all of the different modules. That's an easy way to go from module to module. So now we'll look, that was the introduction. So now we're going to look at the assessments and labs. And I will return to your question in a bit there. And you've got your done for you resources. I'm just going to look at next steps here again. Okay. So you could, again, do a class showing people how you could do a Facebook Live saying, hey, I want you to see how I'm testing my blood sugar and share that with people. And you could, again, as a class, show how to track blood glucose. You could, obviously that's a client type thing. You just go through and do each of these things. So let's say you go through and you've been tracking your blood glucose. You've ordered your blood labs and you've got those results. You've got the questionnaires and everything. And you understand how to interpret what the patterns are with the blood glucose. This is a class. This is a class that you could teach because you've already done it. You've got the results and you could bring people through this and show them how to do it. Now, obviously, you have to show them how to do it just by testing your own blood sugar. And then, whether they bring their own or whatever, then they understand how to do that. Then they understand how to test, to track that blood glucose. And they see that by working with you, this is something that they're going to learn as well. And you're going to bring them through a blood sugar balancing program. You've got access to the sweet spot solution here. So you can use it as a template for what you do to bring them through. But they first have to understand the importance of using a blood glucose meter and the importance of tracking and what those patterns tell them. That make any sense? Okay. So then you look at the done for you resources and we're going to see some of that in there. So you've got your assessments, your trackers, all of that type of stuff. And they're all in an edit. Well, if they're in a doc, the Word doc form, or the Excel, you can edit them. And all Dr. Rita Marie asks is that you put one of these two footers on it, that it's either distributed by you with permission or adapted, you know, if you make any changes, adapted by you with permission. And that this goes for any of the done for you resources that she's giving you permission to use. And then one other thing I was going to point out here too is within the core content, you also have, this is the appropriate sweet spot area that applies to this page. So you can see all of that. All right. I'm going to stop my share for just a moment and make sure that everybody is keeping up with me, that I haven't confused anybody, if there's questions. I won't bite. You can talk. You can say, yep, I'm fine, Lynn. You're doing this. You're doing a good job.
Lynn, I was wondering, we were talking about, the framework that we can work under, and I live in the state of North Carolina.
Which is just as bad as Florida.
Right. So, I mean, I've already been threatened by a nutritionist that I can't give nutrition advice, and I've said, well, no, I'm not. I'm just, fact, this is what an avocado does. I'm not telling people to eat it.
Right.
What the value of the food is. Hello. And I'm not designing any meal programs. But then when you were just talking about what we could do in terms of blogging and doing some YouTubes, is there a fine line of showing people how to use a blood glucose?
No, because you're just showing them how you do it. Yep. If they want to come watch a video on you doing it, you're not making them do it. You're just showing them how you use it. And you're showing them how you track it. You're just sharing your experience. So for me, what I do when I work with people, so I have a spreadsheet where I put my, my meal plan for the week, and then, because I use a Google spreadsheet, and then that's one tab, and the next tab are the recipes that go with it. And so when people are asking, I said, well, I can't make recipes for or meal plans for you, but if you want, to use it as a template, I'll share with you what I do. And you can use that just to decide for yourself what kind of foods you want. Tell you in a broad range, these are foods that are good for, but your body is going to tell you if you can't handle it or not.
So why did the health coach, why did someone come after her?
Because she was advertising. She was putting flyers up. She was targeting her Facebook ads to that location. And you know what happens? People start talking. It was like, hey, I worked with so-and-so and I have these great results. Well, who does she think she is?
Right?
It's because they're fearful. They have a lack of self-esteem and self-worth.
Right, those credentials, like, oh, she doesn't have credentials. How could she know that?
She has credentials. Why doesn't she know that?
That's my response, is yes.
So was it because did she actually create the meal plans for these people?
Yes.
Oh, see, I stay away from that.
Exactly. Yeah, but she came from California, and it wasn't a big deal in California.
Yeah.
And personally, I think it's ludicrous that you can't say, people want meal plans. You can go on and you can get emails and you can get all of these menu planning services. Mm-hmm. What the heck how is that any different than somebody saying, well, here's some ideas, some meal plans.
Yeah, that's why I just use Embody 360. So it's not my name on it. Somebody else giving you the meal plan. And what we do is we brainstorm as a group, and I say, hey, what's in your refrigerator? And we make it an exercise where everybody in the group tries to pitch in to figure out a good meal with whatever is in that person's refrigerator.
Yeah. But you're not telling them what to eat. You're just saying, hey, let's play around. And that's what I do. I don't tell people this is the meal plan you should follow. I say, well, this is mine. You can take a look at it and see what you think. And so far, you know, so far that works. But I don't know why. Lately, I've been feeling just my back is up when I hear stories like that. And I'm like, so why isn't anybody, and I get it, there's fear because if they win, then can they shut us down? But you can't unlearn what you've already learned. And you can't stop me from saying, this is what I've learned. Well, you can if you cut my tongue out, but I can still write. I'll learn sign language. But, you know, why aren't there's enough health coaches and people around, you know, she's doing IRSPT Live right now. And there is a registered nurse who lives in Florida that's in the class. And she's like, I can't do any of this. I can't even go for certification because I can't take somebody through this because I'm not a dietitian. I'd lose my license. I'm like, but you're a nurse, a registered nurse. Nope. In Florida, apparently, and maybe it's like this in other red states, but in Florida, unless you are a dietitian, you cannot do any of those things. You can't suggest labs. You can't suggest meal plans. There was somebody in North Carolina who had written books and has, it was either a master's or a doctorate degree in nutrition, but she was not a dietitian. And she was slapped with a lawsuit. She left. She just said, well, who needs you? And she just moved, you know.
I'm planning to be mobile, so they'll have to catch me. Go from state to state.
Really? I'm with you.
Have no legal address.
Well, yeah, this is my youngest daughter's last year in school. And so my husband and I have been looking at getting a little, like, pull behind trailer. Especially when it gets cold. We'll come down and see all of you guys down south. Yeah, Jill's going, yep. She knows. Yeah. So I guess what I want to emphasize here, and I'll share again my screen on this, is that a couple of things. One, the importance of making sure you do your pretest and your module exam and seeing this little symbol to know that it's done. This is really important, especially if you plan on getting your certification as an insulin resistance practitioner. So this is implementation. How do I apply this? Use those next steps, come up with ideas on ways that you can share with people in a non-threatening way for whoever that this is what I know. This is what I've learned. And, you know, and so that's really big. Understanding that you've got access to all these done for you materials, as well as the Sweet Spot program. Each of the different modules goes to the Sweet Spot module that's pertinent to it. So as you go through this, it gives you an idea on how you can take one of your clients through a blood sugar balancing program of your own design. You can sign up as a referral partner with Dr. Rita Marie, and you can people can buy that, and then you'll get your commission off of that, and then you just simply coach them through it. So again, understanding the modules and the process you bring through people through is important. Let's see. Can you see the chat? No, it's not letting me see. I just want to make sure that people understand that if you're designing your own blood sugar balancing program, as you go through each of these modules, take note of the order it's done in and which of the blood sugar balancing sweet spot modules corresponds to it. So, and then the last piece I'll talk about here is the certification. Oh, my grandchildren are home.
Can you go over, go back to where she has all of her modules set up? So is this the sweet spot? No, this is the IRSPT.
This is IRSPT. And okay. Each of these modules has a corresponding access to the sweet spot program. So as you go through each of these. So again, as you work with people, and you do need to understand where they're at, like you were talking about, Michelle, you introduce them to, you know, what does it mean to have balanced blood sugar? What's going on with that? You bring through, okay, I'm teaching, so I'll talk to you in a little bit. Thank you. You got your hula hoop?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I go now?
Nope. Ask Lucas. Thank you. You know, so teaching them, giving them access to the assessments, teaching them about how to measure their, and the importance of measuring their blood sugar on their own, any other additional labs, understanding, like you were talking about before, the importance of nutrition and any supplementation. You know, what's the best supplementation? The food. Mm-hmm. And that's probably the biggest area of re-education. You know, the fact that you can't go to the dollar store and buy multiple boxes of macaroni and cheese and canned tuna fish and canned peas and count that as dinner. You know, so that's an area that's really going to get people rethinking, and that's a perfect way to segue into stress management because it's going to stress them out, right? So then you move into stress management and then how you can fit fitness in with that. How can fitness help with your blood sugar as well as your stress management, the different forms of it? Because sometimes these people have adrenal fatigue. They can't do any high intensity. Well, they can, but it just isn't going to be in there for their benefit of doing that. So, and then again, that segues naturally into the importance of sleep, you know, so nutrition, stress, and fitness all have an impact on sleep. And helping them to understand how this all flows and fits together. It's not, we've also been taught to be linear thinkers, you know, and I see this just as people go through the sweet spot program. You know, I do this one and then this one and then this one and this one, but helping them to see how they all fit together. It isn't, I'm working on my nutrition and now I'll work on my stress. And now I'll work on my fitness, and now I'll work on my sleep. It's how do they all fit together? And then the timing. I'm going to tell you, the timing thing is really also going to, which is, again, what prompted me to create what I'm creating, is helping people to see how you can do this and still have a lovely life. In fact, probably better than before. And that brings us to implementation strategies. This is for you. This is also where, if you haven't seen it already, kind of neatly hidden away is the genetics of blood sugar balance. That's the one from Shine, I believe. So here's your protocols for blood sugar balance action steps. Here's a post-metabolic reset set. I know people who have been on the metabolic reset for months and months, because to move over into transition and maintenance, you want to make sure that they've had at least 3 weeks of blood sugar below 110 and that they're doing things well, like sleep is really, again, important. If they're keeping their blood sugar under 110, but their sleep is still really lousy, you need to keep them on the reset. And then this is how do you, okay, now I've been able to do this. How do I, you know, start adding other foods and seeing how other foods or lifestyle constructs work for me? So this is kind of you, how to put it all together.
Are we able to use these materials with our clients?
Let's see. So if you go to Done For You Resources, there we go. This is what you get. So you get the food chart to maintain good glucose balance and the glucose tracking chart. That's what you can share with your clients. Okay. Now going back here, you'll
see. Okay, wait a minute. Where? I thought we already went to another Done For You resource.
So yep, is this each of these different modules has their own Done For You resource page.
Oh, you know, I never even realized that.
Yep. Okay. Because this is a program in and of itself. Mm-hmm. So it has its own separate modules. Now, so you'll see that there's information here. This is mainly for you to have. Here, I'll just click on that so you can see it. Okay. So there's the list of assessments you have access to share. Again, use your own judgment if that's what they need. The nutrition pieces that you bring people through. You know, again, there's your supplements, low glycemic and green beverages. Also realizing that not everybody handles greens very well. So, you know, it's just to give you information to help them. The different herbs that they can use, again, supplements, the importance of stress. So this is just like your little checklist, is like you were asking about earlier, as you work with people, you know, what do I do? There's the maintenance phase, and that's it. So, you know, this is maybe something you want to print out, so as you are working with somebody, you can check off that you've done this with them.
Okay. I have someone who's doing everything that you've asked them to do, and they're really good about it, but they will not do the blood sugar sticks.
Yep, that happens a lot, actually.
Or to do the Libre, because she's a massage therapist. She doesn't want to poke her fingers.
So yeah.
Understandable. But she's doing everything else. Is she still someone you can use as a client? And
Right, definitely. So there's other ways you can test to see how your body's responding. One of them is your pulse. You can either check your pulse here or your along your neck, your And
Alrighty.
The other thing is, yeah, thank you. The other thing is there's something called the COCA pulse test, right? Yeah. So there are ways to check. It's just a great way for them to be even more aware. There's so many people who have fears around it. And maybe even say, hey, can you just check your blood sugar first thing in the morning?
Right.
You know, the Genteel, the Lancet could be really helpful because it gentler, but just even say, can you do it first thing in the morning?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Know? Okay.
Great. Perfect. Anyway, so you've got these resources to help you as you create this program. And the more you do it, the more you will start to, you'll pick up on the things people say, the things that show up on their food diary lists and that type of thing, to know which things to give them and when. So that, yeah, so you can really start to tailor it. Now, if you're doing a program like you are, Michelle, where it's a group program, it's a little different. Although if you want to move them over into private coaching, you can let them know, you know, hey, this is something we can do.
Yeah, they have that option, you know, but.
Yeah. 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 I know that, but. So does that help with what you were looking for?
Yeah.
Great. Anybody else have questions on here about how to take this information that you're learning through IRSPT and create something that you can use with your clients?
That helped a lot because I thought you had to go through all the sweet spot stuff to do the core content. I didn't even realize all that stuff on the right-hand side.
Yeah, you do not have to do the sweet spot. Is it a nice thing to do? Absolutely. I mean, even if you just kind of go through and see, you don't have to like do it. You don't have to listen to every video, but just become really aware of the process. You can compare it with what you've got here and, you know, just start penciling what kind of a program you would, create to help people, knowing that it'll probably change because the more you do it, the more you get to understand these people and the best way for you to do it. Because what they want is somebody who's there and feeling confident. And so if this will help you feel confident, it's just a win-win. And then again, so we'll just talk about the certification piece. It's been my experience that people going through the modules and doing the exams and everything, they do that. But then they come here and they're like, oh, I have to do interviews and write-ups. And that slows the process down. So I'd like to do whatever I can to assuage people's feelings about it, that they don't take away any angst or nervousness about doing this. It's 2 20-minute sessions. You can do it audio only. You can do like on Zoom, however. And all we're looking for is to hear how you're talking to your clients and you know, what are you doing is you take a case history. You know, obviously in 20 minutes, you're not going to do that and create a healing protocol. But, you know, 20 to 30 minutes just showing us how you're interacting with your client, educating them on even a small part of it. And yeah, you went through this, didn't you, Michelle? Didn't you get
this? Yes, I have. Yeah, I have my certification.
Yeah, I thought so. It's like, wait, I remember listening to yours. They're really good.
And what helped me with this is that I actually record my sessions anyway for my clients because what I tell them is that I don't want them taking notes and trying to keep track of anything. Right. I just want them to sit there and absorb it. And I record all of my sessions. So this part was actually easy because I just pick one. Yeah, I just had to pick one.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's kind of the process we want to get people doing as well. although, you know, there, and a lot of people do, it's really funny though when you realize you're being recorded and somebody else might listen to it other than you and the client. I've had people say, yeah, it was like I just kind of shut down. I didn't know what to say or anything. So,
I did it in the reverse. So I had all of these recordings, and so it was just to pick one. And so obviously when I did the recordings, I had no idea that I was going to use it.
Yeah. Yeah, it worked. So, and you just need two of them. There are templates here. There are examples. So the template is the kind of things that we're looking for. And the example is somebody else's video of it. But this is, so again, as you're creating a time where you're talking to somebody with their history, you can use this as like a checklist that says, oh, these are the types of things I need to talk to people about. Right? It's not like you have to, but when you do your health history with them, these are the things you want to go over with them. You know, again, pick and choose. And it looks really long and daunting, but it actually goes fairly quickly as you go through this. That's very true, Martha. There's a protective quality is there. If somebody comes to you and says, well, you said, yeah, I did not. And I've got the proof.
Yeah. So I always do my little disclaimer at the beginning of all the sessions. And so it's recorded and that's added proof to Martha.
Exactly. I always make it very clear. I am not a medical doctor, nor do I want to be. So
it's just a good habit.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. And when I was in the financial industry, I would make clients sign off that they didn't take my advice. So I could not for like long-term care insurance so that the kids couldn't come back and say, why didn't you talk to my mom and dad about long-term care insurance? I would have, well, yeah, I did. And they didn't want to. Mm-hmm. They didn't want to spend the money on themselves.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. It's unfortunate if we have to start spending our precious time doing things like this to cover our tracks. But if we can, if it's what keeps the information getting out, I guess we do that.
Well, actually, Lynn, I've actually put a twist on that. And I'm actually going to do a series of videos saying why I would never want to be a medical doctor.
Yeah.
So, and I'm going to make my disclaimer, not even a disclaimer, but actually a proclamation that I have no desire to treat or to cure. Why would I want to do something so ludicrous when your body does it already for you?
Exactly.
And I'm not God, and I'm not going to pretend like I'm a God. So I'm going to twist it, and I'm going to use it that way.
Yeah, I love it.
I'm going to have fun with that. Because I noticed that I was starting to dread that part of my presentation. And I was like, this is ridiculous. Why am I dreading this? And then the thought came to me that it's actually liberating not to be a medical doctor. It's liberating not to be someone who thinks that I'm going to cure somebody else.
Exactly. Totally agree. Yeah. Well, when you do that, you know, make sure you share that with us, like on the NEPT's
okay.
site. Because I think we'd all, that would be motivating for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
This is the case study, the written case study part. So again, there's pieces to include. And as you can see, you know, you just do a little paragraph as you go through. There's just ideas for paragraphs that you can do. So it, again, it might seem daunting, but it does not need to be. You may be familiar with some of these questions if you have done a case study presentation on one of the case study calls. Mm-hmm. So it's very similar to that. Now for the coaching practicum hours, there's a couple ways you can do that. You can either submit documentation pertaining to somebody that you brought through a blood sugar balancing program of your own. And you also have the ability to be one of our sweet spot coaches. Like Annette is one of our sweet spot coaches. So what that means is when people sign up for the sweet spot program, we have a 3-month coaching program that they can join. And so they need people who know what they're talking about to work with them through this time. So I'm just putting it out there that that's available. But with them, you know, if you're doing it on your own, again, it's just, you know, meeting one, this is what we talked about, these were the results, that type of thing. So just, you know, it probably equals a couple of pages. So that's the certification part. And again, this is the part that seems to hold some people up. But what Michelle was saying, I think is really important. You're probably already doing this. Mm-hmm. So we're not trying to create more and extra work. Take what you're already doing, right?
The same thing with the case study write-up. That basically came from my notes, from my session notes. So it wasn't anything extra that I was doing. I was just repackaging it.
Exactly. And one of the reasons it's important to understand how to do a case study is if, let's say they do go to see a medical doctor or somebody like that, a naturopath or whatever, and they want to know, what are you doing? It's so easy to just, you know, bump, bump, and hand it to them. So, and that again also goes to backing up what we're doing.
Also did one, and I took out all of the names and identifying information, and I use that on my website so that people can see what they can expect from working with me.
Yeah.
It makes you look really professional and everything.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, because sometimes health coaches don't always get the best rap. If you want to see all of the downloads, you know, like you were saying, oh, I didn't know there were, you know, you could find them all in the different modules, but where it says downloads, that's where everything is per the different files or folders, excuse me, the different modules. So there you go. All of them right there. One page.
Where's that?
So on the left-hand side.
Can you go back to that page where it is?
It's right here. But see here on the left-hand side?
Uh-huh.
It says downloads.
Oh, okay.
So this is where all of them are in one spot.
All of the downloads for the IRSPT.
Exactly.
Okay.
Education and marketing. So this is where your done for you PowerPoint presentation is. Let's see here. Here's your blood sugar balancing presentation in a box. This is something that you can do with a webinar. You can do with like a community ed class. So you've got the actual PowerPoint that's editable. And right here. And then you've got the transcript. And so because it's editable, you can take the part out here that says with Dr. Rita Marie, and you can put with Michelle Gamble. You can use a different picture. You can do whatever you want to with the slides. But it's nice to have that as a beginning conversation piece when you do this. So there's that. And then, you know, we were talking about earlier about creating a program. And so this is how to create your own health coaching program. So it's going through the different types of programs and things that you can do to create with somebody and what you can include in it. So again, when you're starting out, this will help you to create that education piece to hand to somebody that says, this is what we'll do. And, you know, session topics, a session flow for each call. You know, you can print this out and just start using this to come up with different programs and titles and what you're doing and what it's going to be about, all of that, that type of thing. So, and this is something you can use, this is an idea that you can use not just for IRSPT, but any other health coaching programs you might want to do. Maybe you'll do one on digestion. Maybe you'll do one on the eyes, you know, just whatever. So that can be used for that. And then when you, you've got a couple of ways to access Sweet Spot. One is, as I showed you before, within each module, and the second is on the left-hand side. And this will just bring you right into the Unstoppable Health Community site. But, you know, this just gives you a more refined way to do it. It's like, oh, I want to know more about the recipes, the snack attacks, you know, in deep dive, that's where she talks about the vitamin C calibration or the magnesium loading. Maybe you just want to talk to somebody about sleep. What did we use for sleep? So that's something I wanted to point out. So again, under the resource page, this is just all the resources right there. The blood sugar balancing presentation in a box, the glucose testing resource page. So that has your glucose tracker and things like that, your IRCT certification requirements. So, question or
what's the survey?
I'm not really sure. That's why I didn't touch it. Let's see. We'll take a look. Well, there you go. Oh, there we go. Oh, well, apparently it's currently closed. I know that we're in the process of updating a lot of the programs. So as you go through it, you might find certain things, like maybe a transcript is not there right now because we've been going through and, you know, quality control, making sure that it all matches up. And because sometimes when you send a transcript out, it comes back saying, what? Thank you for that great question. Anybody else have any questions on this particular module? I'll stop sharing for a second. Okay, Jill. So most of the people I work with are virtual. So I will take a lot of the content and either like an assessment or something, I might make a Google form for and send that to them, or just download it and then have it available on my site or with my materials to share with them if it's just like an information sheet. So then I just emailed it to them, or I have, because I use Google Drive a lot, so I'll just have that stuff available. And so that's a really great question. How long does it take? And especially if they seem to drag their feet, that's when it becomes really important to us we can understand, yep, things happen, things get in the way. But in order for this to be effective, we need to meet either every week or every other week. I'm an every other week type person. And so at the end of our call, I'll say, okay, the time we would meet would be during this week. What's working for you? What can we do? And if they say, well, we're going to be out of town, it's like, okay. The next week, during the next week will that work? If they try to drag it out longer, I say, well, because we're working on these things, we really need to meet during that week. And a half hour, 45 minutes at the most. You can set it up for half an hour, and then if it goes, when you get to like 25 after, you can say, I've got about 10 minutes worth of material left to talk with you.
So Lynn, what if they're just not real compliant with everything, and they're compliant with some of it but not other parts? Then as far as certification goes, wouldn't we need to have two people that are going to be compliant with labs and blood testing and the diet?
So no. And at least this is my experience. The reason why we're not grading them, we're grading you. We're grading you on what it is you're teaching them. If you're teaching them good material and you're supporting them with that, that's all we need to hear. Their compliance is on them. And that's where we keep reminding them why they're here, what their big why is, you can say, I hear you. I understand that you don't like pricking your finger, or you don't like these particular foods, or whatever the excuse might be. I understand that. And I also know that when you came here that first day, you said you wanted to have enough energy that you could play with your grandkids, that you could work in your garden, that you could go for a walk with your dog, whatever it is. And I'm here to support you on that.
So as long as if we go through all the modules with them in a nice sequential way, regardless of whether they're going gluten-free or whatever,
right.
Because the 30-day reset is like a very, you've got to be strict on this 30 days to get the results. But what if they're not?
Then it takes longer than 30 days. Right?
So as far as certification goes, once we've taken them through the modules, then we can be done with our part.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
All right.
Yeah. That's a great question. I really appreciate that clarification. And I think a lot of people are going to really go like, oh, really? Okay, I got this then.
Well, yeah, I totally slowed down because I got two people like last spring, and here we are almost September, and they're not done, and I've taught them stuff, but, you know, I thought we had to kind of wait. They were doing it all, you know?
Jill, don't be disheartened. This, the woman that I was telling you about, I've been working with her for over 10 years. And it's like, we still haven't gotten through some of the basic pieces, and, but it doesn't go away. You know, it's not, it's, I don't have a magic wand. I don't have a magic pill, you know? It, so it's not like I'm trying to be a butthead, but mm-hmm. we have to do these things. And so she'll go away for a couple of months and then she'll come back. And then we have to start all over again. And we've just been doing that pattern, but she feels okay. I mean, it's hard for me because I have that type A. I've got to check all the boxes and do everything. But for her, she's happy. You know, she's like, yeah, I'm still working on this, Michelle, because I'm thinking, man, we need to do something more and something different. And she's like, no, I'm still working on this. I'm like, okay. All righty.
Exactly. You know, as long as we are good and grounded in who we are and what we're sharing with them, and then observe that the rest is theirs. They're at a certain spot, and we're there to support them. And we do that by sharing this information. This world is not really great at empowering people. So this in itself is a new and different thing for them. And so as we continue to do that and allow them to choose, you can choose, you just can't choose the response, but you get to choose what you do. And you can just point out as they say, well, this is what I did and this is what's happened. It's like, oh, look at that. Are you happy with that? Do you want to change that? What do you want to do? You know, we're not responsible for their response.
Right. Yeah. Well, that really helps a lot. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I say this because I had to learn that because I used to be, like Michelle was saying, I've got to fix them. They're relying on me. It's all on me to fix them. And it's exhausting. And I bet our blood sugars are because we're so exhausted.
And we're staying up and not getting sleep.
And we're probably not eating exactly right. And we're probably not getting up from this computer or those books to go exercise. So then we become, that's a really great point. So we need to make sure we're walking that talk.
Yeah. That's another issue is like you're going to teach somebody how to be gluten-free and you're not 100% gluten-free, or I'm just picking on that one, then, you know, again, it's not walking the talk. So, but yet if we aren't perfect, then we get into the whole perfectionism thing, and that's not good either.
Exactly.
Well, Jill, I would like to suggest that it is walking the talk, because what I tell my clients is, you know, you take 2 steps forward and sometimes you take 10 steps back, and that's just life. And it's part of learning. And while I'm taking those 10 steps back, I'm getting enough to propel me forward because I'm like, oh, heck no, I'm not going to that hell again. You know, exactly. So I'm very, very transparent with my clients, and I'll tell them, I'll share with them my own personal struggles, and we'll laugh about it. You know, my struggle with the chocolate beast, and they can relate. So, and at the same time, they have hope because, you know, I've overcome the chocolate beast. And so they too have hope.
The chocolate beast.
One of many beasts, let me tell you.
I completely understand that.
And I think that also helped because what I noticed like several years ago was that I had some clients that were afraid to share certain things with me because they thought that they would disappoint me and things of that nature. And when one client shared that with me, I said, you know what? I have to do something different because I never want them to feel like they're less than or that they failed or anything like that. So I had to share with them my own struggles, to let them, to give them permission to fail up, so to speak.
Well, and is it a failure? This is at least what I share.
Yeah, it's not a failure. Yeah,
exactly. It's not.
It's a prerequisite to success.
Exactly. It's part of the discovery. You know, it's like, oh, look, that didn't work. Mm-hmm. Let's try something new.
Yeah.
You know, and that is just so important. And that takes some of that stress and pressure off, which may allow them to be more compliant. But the compliancy isn't for us. The compliancy is for them. Right? Lynn.
Lynn. What are you like? Like who, me?
That's so funny.
I think you have to do it for yourself first. That's my problem too.
Yeah. Right. So we create for ourselves our own compliancy for our being, who we are, which goes back to what Michelle was saying. Yeah, I really understand. I love chocolate. And this is what I found to help with that. Do you want to hear about it? Right? So that's part of what this is about. It takes the stress off of us. We can relax. We can be more present with our client because our brain isn't going, oh, I should tell them this. Oh, I should tell them this. Check, 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 check. I have to make sure I get all my boxes checked off. We can be there with this person and tell them and teach them and hold space for them for what they really need. And maybe what they need to learn that day isn't about the nutrition piece, which is what you plan, but they really need to learn more about sleep and rest, and maybe more rest than sleep. Mm-hmm. But you're there for them. And you can do that because you know this material. You've lived it for yourself. You've seen it with other people. But that being present is so important. How many of you use Zoom when you work with clients? Okay. So do you know, I just learned this about a week or so ago, how they can record it on their own computer?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I was so happy. So, I'll record it and then I will send them the temporary link. But if you click on their name where it says more, so like I could say allow record. Now, Michelle, I just said allow record for you and you should see the record button. And so then they can record it on their own computer.
Awesome. So I don't have to use up all my space.
Exactly.
Oh, gosh, that is so great.
Yeah.
Because I had to pay extra money to Google because I've been using more and more space. I'm like, what the heck?
Exactly.
I have about that Google thing because I keep getting messages about needing more space and I'm not using Google for anything. So why is it doing that?
Because you're an ERC coach.
Yeah, you share documents.
Mm-hmm. That means I have to pay for space?
Because you have the call recordings. So what I've recently done is I've sent an email to ERC clients, past ones as well, that I'm sharing documents with and saying, hey, do you still want this? Because I'm going to take, and this is all really just for the recordings, because otherwise I'm going to take it
data
out.
Dump.
Yeah, exactly.
Clean that up.
So you let them know that you're going to take this video out of their Google Drive folder. You're going to remove it. So if they want it, they have to download it into their own computer.
I thought Marie was the one that owned all that. And that
she's the owner, but it still takes up space because it's shared with you.
Okay. I didn't know we could take them out.
Well, I don't think we take it out of her database. It'll just take out of our database.
Right, exactly.
Wouldn't you just want to go ahead and do that to start with?
Well, but you want to let the person know.
I know, that, but while you record it, go ahead and give it to them.
Well, now we can.
Okay.
Because now we know the little secret here.
So now just send them an email saying, I'm going to be flushing the cache, and if you would want your videos, then please download.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And it's just for the videos. I the other stuff, it doesn't matter. It's just the video.
So that's what's taking up all the Google space. All right. It's good to know.
Yeah. Yeah. And then now, like I said, I'm not going to be uploading the call recordings anymore. That's up to them, because I'll be truthfully honest, I wonder how many of them ever listen to them.
But if they record it, then it would mean that they actually want it, as opposed to just...
Exactly.
I always emailed it to them anyway, besides putting it in the Google Drive, so does it even matter?
Well, You're emailing them the temporary recording, right?
I'm emailing them the YouTube.
Oh, you upload to YouTube.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't. I don't do that with my ERC people.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm. That's too many steps. Too much work.
I'm up till midnight that night, but
exactly, and then we're not living. We're not walking the talk. And again, it puts the onus on them. Do you want this recording?
Yeah.
So every call I get on anymore, I'm like, do you want this recording? And then
here's how to do it.
Here's how you do it. And like I do that. Send them the temporary link. And then, you know, so they at least have that. And again, they can download that on their own.
Well, I don't so you send say a temporary you, link because after I've done the call, I go in there and take it out of.
Oh, see, I keep mine up for about a week.
Well, it only lets me record one, and then my space is full, so I can't.
Oh
yeah, on Zoom, yeah, it eats up quickly. Yeah. So if you do a temporary link and you say it'll be gone in 48 hours, and then you can just delete it after that.
Right, you can do that. I because of my own business, I have a. I have a paid account.
Well, mine's a paid account.
Mine is paid.
Oh,
but it's probably not the same. I can do like two recordings and then it tells me that it's full.
Me too.
Mine has gone up to like, I've had up to five and it hasn't even told me that. But I just go through anyway because I'm kind of anal retentive.
Well, maybe because I'm also sharing files and doing slide presentations and stuff like that, maybe, and it eats up more data. I don't know.
I don't know, because I've done screen sharing and stuff, but maybe not.
I guess Zoom just likes you, Lynn. It doesn't like the rest of us.
I doubt that.
You've got a special account.
Maybe. Yeah, I get special
treatment.
Yeah, well, they think they probably have dealt with me enough that's like, just let her go.
Have you thought about what are you going to do with all this extra time? Because, I mean, you put in so much time for this program. You're going to be like, woohoo! What to do with myself?
I don't think that's going to be a problem. you know, the fact is there is no extra time. We all have 24 hours, and now I get to choose what I do with that.
Wow, that's a beautiful gift to give yourself.
It is.
I just want to say congratulations, and I look forward to hearing about all the phenomenal things that you do with your practice as it grows and expands.
Yeah, well, get on my mailing list, and you'll see my emails. And
yeah.
But, because I'm on your mailing list. I think it's important that we're on each other's mailing lists and support each other in one way or the other. Doesn't mean you have to buy everybody's program that they sell. If you can, that's fine. But, you know, just at least support them in one way or another. And
where's your mailing list on your website?
So when you go to Feeding Your Health, you'll see where you can opt in for the 3-part video series.
And oh, that, so that does it. Okay.
That does it, yeah.
Is that different than the Sage Wisdom?
Yeah, that's my Facebook page. Yeah.
Okay, because it seems like I get an email for Sage Wisdom. Is that coming from
Lynette? Well, it would come from Lynette Feeding Your Health. Okay. And so like I sent one last night. Because I do a lot with the stars and the planets and stuff, I have a new moon call and a full moon call. And that's free and open to anybody who wants to come. And so tomorrow morning at 5:30 Central, there is a new moon, 5:37 to be exact, in the sign of Virgo. So it's also, Virgo's also over digestion. So if you have any people that are having digestive issues, you know, this is a great time to remind them how to support themselves. But, and
so is it a Facebook thing or is it Zoom thing?
I do it on Zoom. So on my email, but if you go to my Sage Wisdom Facebook page, I put the information there as well.
That's a different page though.
It's a Facebook group.
Okay.
Yeah. And this is, and I'm, you know, yeah, this is about me, but this is something for all of us here. So
about practice building.
Exactly. You know, so I created this because I had created my ideal client. It's like, what would they be looking for? And this is the type. And so I also talk because I'm taking herbal classes and all of that. And there's certain herbs that are better at certain times with certain phases of the moon. And so I talk about that. And anyway, so I put it on. I'm there as well.
Yay.
To join. So, but anyway,
awesome.
So we are in the sign of the sun sign of Virgo, and Virgo is all about being complete. It's being a whole person. It's about you don't need anybody else to be a complete and whole person. It's not that you can't have other people be there to support you, kind of like what we're all talking about here today as a coach. You know, you learn things through Dr. Rita Marie, but you don't need Dr. Rita Marie to be a complete person. You're choosing to learn these things through her, but you're perfect and whole just the way you are. And that's what this is all about this time.
Perfect timing for your transition.
Well, do you know, because I'm learning these things, I did have that in mind anyway.
I can see that.
Yes. And Virgo's all about things, you know, like romance and whatever. Well, and there's other planets involved. But anyway, that was also part of the plan for leaving this weekend with my husband to see my son in Utah. So... Will I be teaching? I'm not sure what you mean there, Jill. Will you be teaching us anywhere?
On her website.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely. I actually have a membership group. And so these people get worksheets and things to help them through this. But so my website is... And I need to start writing blogs myself.
It's at the beginning of the chat feed.
Well, if you came in late, you wouldn't see that.
Oh,
you only get what you see after that.
Oh, okay.
But am I leaving? So I'm not going to be doing the admin work anymore with Dr. Rita Marie. I am going to be, at least for now, doing some coaching. And
you won't be speaking as like in this arena here, you've been going through this with us. You won't be doing any co-teaching with Rita Marie?
Not that I'm aware of. Okay. You know.
So who's going to be the new Lynn?
Well, let's see. Angelica's working with the ERC and client part. Kimberly is working with the coaches and doing a coach training. There's a couple of other people that are doing other things.
So what you're telling us is that you were doing the job of like five people.
Yeah, something like that. But the thing is, Dr. Rita Marie's vision is really big, as we all know. And in order for it to really go forward, she needed that, you know, because it just, I couldn't get it all done.
Mm-hmm.
And so she needed that.
Mm-hmm.
So just like I needed to focus on myself, my family, nature, and my business.
We will miss you. Love what you.
She's not going anywhere.
I'm still here. I'm still alive.
She's just going to be one of us.
Yes, exactly.
We all need to change with the season, because when I first started this, it was really small compared to what it is now. And so the work you did was manageable, and then it's really kind of gotten to be too much. So great that you could recognize that presence and make the change.
Yep.
Thanks for being a phenomenal role model, Lynn. Absolutely. I really appreciate you.
Yeah. Well,
I'm simply a reflection of everybody else, honestly. I mean, I'm not denying that this has been a huge learning process. And to hear that you've seen me as a role model, I find very gratifying. But I do recognize that there is a reflection process here. Mm-hmm. Because...
Oh, you're always so sweet.
Well...
I'm not going to like it that you moved on, but I'm also happy that you are doing what you fulfills you.
Well, and maybe in that way I am a role model, right?
Well, I am super excited because I've been concerned about you for some time, as you know. So I'm extremely tickled that you are establishing these boundaries for yourself so that you can grow and blossom in ways that are just phenomenal. Yeah. I'm excited.
Thank you. And I'm excited to see how everybody else is going to grow.
Yay.
And do things. Yeah. Because I know you guys can do it. And, you know, I know that, well, I know Tony has been doing some work with people that are in NEPT to get them to finish the program and become certified.
Is it actually finished now?
But you know,
did I miss something?
No, as well as much as you can, and you know, so I really encourage everybody. You know, so we're doing these implementation calls so you can understand how this program, how these modules are important to you and working with your clients, but they're important to you to move through to get this certification. Right?
Did you talk to her about the concern that I had about the coaching part? Because I'm fine with the other parts, but that part, I'm busy trying to pay my bills right now.
Yeah, we're working on that. We actually have a form that we're putting together that people can fill out and provide documentation and stuff through.
Okay, because that makes it a lot more doable for me then. So
you weren't the only one. You weren't the only one, and I think I mentioned that. So
yeah. Okay.
But yeah, you know, and we don't want to hold people up from getting this, because there is a lot of work and effort here. And so listening to your concerns and your thoughts and fulfilling the other piece, which is we want to make sure that you understand this and we can see that and witness it. And so far doing it through something like the ERC program has been a good way for her to view that. But, mm-hmm. You know, so she's looking at providing other ways that can happen, that she can witness your coaching style and all of that. So, yeah.
Okay. Is she going to send out a memo or something on that? Because like I said, that's, I mean, I would love to do the certification program and complete it because, you know, I'm anal retentive that way. but that was the one thing that I was like, oh, that ain't happening. Because, yeah. I mean, and she's seen me coach and everything like that. So
yeah. Well, and you started out in it. Yes. Mm-hmm. I love that much better, Elaine. You're detail oriented. Exactly. And so, yeah, and, you know, we want our students to be successful. And so having this open communication to see how we can work together so both parties are feeling good and satisfied with that is what's called for.
Is there anyone?
Notice I say we.
Is there anyone else here that wants to finish by the end of 2019? Uh-oh, crickets. Oh, man.
That's okay.
I want to finish, but I don't think it's going to happen in 2019.
Well, so I'm gonna just give you some words of advice that you've probably heard me talk about. We talked a little bit about this at the beginning, which is designing your intentional day, right? Mm-hmm. You have to understand for yourself, just like our clients do, why having the certification is important. And that's what's going to drive you, right? Mm-hmm. You may have other things that are more important. That's fine. But your day has to reflect what is important to you. And if you say this is important, then where is it showing up on your calendar? Is it showing up once a week for 2 hours that you devote in that sacred time to doing this material? Right?
Well, I definitely love this. Mm-hmm. You know, this is my passion. It was just that when I saw that part, it didn't feel doable. The rest of it was doable to me. But now that you're saying that there's a possibility of some flexibility, then I can, I can recommit myself to it.
Yeah. And understanding that feeling is really important because again, when you look at your clients, they'll say, oh, I feel like pricking my finger all this time is just not doable. I feel like spending time chopping vegetables is just not doable. You want me to spend time what? Exercising? Not doable. So the more we understand that feeling of this isn't doable, the more we can relate to our clients mm-hmm. and help them to see how can we make something doable. And again, being present and having that conversation. Because that's the real conversation. Mm-hmm. Which is why, like I said, that's the basis of my coaching program I'm putting together.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm excited. All righty. Well,
so, you know, as you go through, you can share on the Facebook group or, you know, you've got your monthly accountability journals. Love to hear how you are. In fact, it's most people do it like they put on their calendar. The last day of the month is when they do that. Do you guys know where the accountability journal is? Okay. So last day of the month, just kind of put it on your calendar. I'm going to do my accountability journal. Where am I? What am I doing to move forward?
Can you put a special last flag for someone to get back to me when they've decided what to do with that particular issue?
Say that question one more time.
Could you put a little red flag out there for me?
Oh, absolutely.
So that someone will get to me regarding what they've decided on that issue? Because like I said, that's the only holdup for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Because like I said, you're not the only person either, so... Okay. And, yeah.
And I sent you a little chat about something else.
I was just looking at that so I could make sure I passed that along. So how many of you are coming to the Shine Conference? show of palms.
Unsure.
That's okay. All right. Well, I look forward to seeing you there.
That's just, what, 3 weeks?
It's about a month. Yeah, it's the last weekend in September.
Yeah, because August is done.
Pretty much. Yeah.
And happy birthday.
Who?
Didn't you, no, your husband. You said it's your husband's
yeah,
birthday.
August 31st. Okay. Yeah.
So he's a Virgo.
He's a Virgo.
Why are you laughing at that, Lynn? I'm a Virgo. I take offense at that laugh.
Not a bit. Nope. It's just he embodies the Virgo detail-oriented nitpicking qualities. No. And that's what I need.
To give balance to your ear.
I'm Pisces, man. Look at that. Yeah, exactly. So, it's a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm. That is true. Thank you. I
have really enjoyed this. I thank you all for making me feel welcome, or helping me to feel welcome, and that what I shared was something you needed to hear. And if there's anything else that I or anybody else within Dr. Reed Marie's team can do, write into the help desk, and we will do all we can to support you.
So your email will still work then?
My Coach Lynn email right at this moment still works. Okay. I have no idea how much longer it will. I'm assuming it will for a while, but yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome. All right. Have a wonderful Labor Day weekend.
Thank you, Lynn.
You're welcome.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Bye.